Backs. Today is the 25th, is that right? Yes. Of January 2018. And again, we're going to do lesson number 29 called Minimal Lifting with a little bit of a different flair to it. So beginning lying on your back, take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back today. Bring into your awareness your four reference points, the 2 points behind the shoulder blades, the 2 points with the buttocks, and then creating your rectangle. And then drawing lines to connect the dots. And seeing how that feels to you this morning. Is one side of the rectangle longer, shorter? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And again, we did this last week going really slow, so you could start to feel the relationship of the spine turning below your cervical spine, right? So you're looking for that sweet spot, right, of turning your head. Excellent. Good. And bring your head back to the center. And we're going to start with your legs. So let's have you spread your legs a little bit more apart, like a V, not too big of a V. So a comfortable V. That's it. And draw your awareness and attention down to your right heel. And you're going to think about just lifting the right heel, which promotes lifting the right leg, right? But we're going to keep it like an inch or two, right? Just lift and lower, right? And just feel with such a minimal lift, right? Hence the title. A lot of things go on in the pelvis and lower back, right? And so this lesson relates once again to the core. So if our core is a little bit on the weak side or not super efficient, there's a lot of work that goes on in the pelvis and lower back. Now let's try the left leg. So again, minimal, that's the title, minimal lifting. So this is not lifting your leg 6 inches off the floor or towards the ceiling. In fact, just lifting it 1 inch away from the floor, as you notice, is the hardest part, right? That's where all the work is. Everything takes place in the beginning of the movement. And that goes for every movement. That's it. Okay, now, what about, this is a little easier if you were to do both legs at the same time. Is that a little easier? No? Okay. Not really? Okay. It will get easier. Okay, and let's pause with the legs. Now, with the arms, generally speaking, how the arms should be is in a V above your head, right, as well. So create a V with your arms. If there's anybody that's not possible for, then you can do this with your arms down by your side, okay? And you just think about your shoulder blades. So for those of you that have your arms up, it's the same idea. Instead of the heel, right, it's the back of your wrist, right? And if you can't have your arms up there, so Nancy, and if it's too hard, or Brigida, if you want to bring your arms down, you guys can do it with your arms down by your side. Yeah, bring your arms down. Now, I just want you to think of the shoulder blades, right? So not that was your arms. Your arms don't move. Shoulder blades. There you go. So let's start again with the right. Just the right back of the hand lifting, or for Nancy and Brigida, Nancy, that's the arm. Just think of the shoulder blade. Yeah. And then now try the left arm. Right? It's a little easier, isn't it, with the arms? Yes, no, maybe. Right?
Less weight to lift.
And then let's do both arms. So again, for those of you with your arms down by your side, it's the shoulder blades. Now, Brigida, watch what you just did. So let your arms be resting, both you and Nancy, just have your arms resting by your sides. You guys are telling me a lot today. You do a lot of work, don't you, in your arms, both of you. So just think that you lift your shoulder blades up towards the ceiling, and then they go back down. That up doesn't mean scrunch up, right? So both of you did that in the beginning, right? There's no scrunching to the earlobes. Okay, excellent. And bring your arms down and rest. Okay, so we're gonna just review a little bit of what we did last week to see how that may assist you with these minimal movements today. So let's start by rolling onto your right side. Use your right arm underneath your head, right? And then you started by your left arm wrapping around the top of your head, holding on to the right ear. This should be quite familiar to you. Barb, bend your knees up. Bend your knee. There you go, right? So start with your knees bent. Right, so we just did this movement of moving from the ribs, right? So to lift your head is because the ribs scrunch together on the left side. That's it. Not because you're pulling on the neck. So we'll get reacquainted with moving this part of our spine and our trunk to help the pelvis so that the lifting of the arm and leg gets lighter. That's it.
So what are we supposed to do?
So, you weren't here last week, huh?
No.
I'm trying to remember. Okay, stay on your side. There you go. Okay, this arm wraps around your head. Remember this. No, not that arm. No, nope. Can you let go of your head? Let go, yeah. This arm, just let it be.
Like
rest. Use this arm, there you go. Okay, and when you lift, you use these ribs that I worked on yesterday. We've done this before.
Yeah.
That's it, nothing with, don't pull in the neck.
No.
Think here.
Yeah.
And then all of you notice that the hip starts to come up, right? So the hip is involved as well as the ribs. That's it, Nancy. That's it, Lynn. Beautiful. Excellent. Now, I'm going to let you pause with your head, and you can let that arm rest in front of you to stabilize you. Let your head rest on your right arm, right? Not like that, Corinne. What did we do last week? That's it, straight. Okay, and now you're going to make the left leg straight. Now, remember what the word straight means. So that means your heel is lined up with your hip, right? And the ball of your foot is lined up. So some of you need to look, right? Because you don't know where your leg is in space. Some of you put it too far in front of you because your hip flexor's tight. Okay, so remember to lift your leg how we rolled the pelvis, right? So the pelvis comes up towards your ribs, and then as the foot comes back down, the pelvis moves away from you. That's it, Brigida. So let the hip, that's it, nice. So Barb, that's more in the leg, so you want to move more in the pelvis. So think of your pelvis coming up, and that's what lifts the leg, and then the pelvis moves down. There you go. Look at how much better it is this week. Okay, wrap your arm around the top of your head. Keep your leg long, all on the left side, right? And so now you're gonna do the two pieces together. So think of lifting the elbow, the head, and the foot, and lowering. But as you're doing this, right, really think about the trunk. See if you can pull into your awareness the four points and the four lines. Right, so you can get a feeling of how this line on the left side bends, right? The two dots come closer to each other. How the line on your right side bends, it expands downward into the floor. Beautiful. Okay, and let's let all that go. Slowly roll onto your back and let's rest. Bring your legs into that comfortable little V again, not too big. Now we just worked and lifted, right, the left leg. So you're gonna think about it for a minute. And you're gonna start with the left leg this time, and we're gonna do the minimal lifting, thinking of the left heel, right? So you just lift and lower. And did the leg somehow get lighter? We knock off 3 to 5 pounds somehow? A little easier? Do you feel something happening in your core now? You feel the abdominals start to kick in now. Excellent. Beautiful. So if you don't, just hallucinate and imagine that that's happening. Right? So what's important about that is that if it's not kicking in, it's just information for you, right? That there's a part of your system that doesn't want to kick in. So it's just something to be familiar with for yourself and then tell yourself, okay, the abdominals kick in, that's it. Now, if you can you bring your right arm up? That's it. And let's see how this goes. So we're going to work with the right arm and the left heel. So you're going to think the back of the right hand is going to lift and the left heel. And is this easier? Right? How much have I talked about that we, like last week we finished with some walking and the diagonals? Right? So can you sense too, as the foot and the hand come up, it's the left buttock cheek and the right shoulder blade that press down, right? There's a little press there while you have a little bit of the tension in the core and the abdomen. Beautiful. And let's bring that arm down and we'll just rest. So let's go ahead and roll onto your left side. Remember, your left arm will be long underneath your head to begin with. Your knees are bent up to begin with. Then you use the right arm, to wrap around your head. That's it, Brigida, nice. Okay, and then you're going to lift your head, so to speak, right? But the lifting comes from the ribs, right? So this is like a way to prep the ribs, to prep your core, to get involved for the future movements. Some of you are already doing it where as the ribs move and scrunch together, that you start to feel the pelvis scrunches together and moves up with the ribs. Beautiful. See if we can get this to go up a little bit. I know. And think of this side going down. Going down.
You know, it's funny. This is my good hip, but it's worse than the left one.
No, it's not that. It's that this side doesn't want to go down. Oh, it's still about this side. So think this side can go down. There.
Oh, okay.
Think I'm going to push that side into the floor.
Yeah.
See? Okay. Excellent. Okay. So let's pause with your head. You're now going to bring your right leg to be straight and long. So first sense for yourself to find that place and how you go about it. And then if you need to look. Now, Corinne, what are you doing with your foot?
Right?
Pay attention to your foot, right? The leg that's long, pay attention to the foot. How should your foot be? Should your toes be pointed? Everybody point your toes and feel what that does in your shin. Okay, now let your foot be like you're gonna stand. There you go, okay? So from here, make sure your leg is lined up, right? So flex the foot a little bit and you start to lift the leg. You're not gonna lift the head, you're just gonna do the leg and you roll the pelvis. That's it. This is the hard one for you, Corinne. There you go. And why I say that is that it's just hard for her to sense where she is in space. Her backside works harder than her front side. That's it. Roll the pelvis. That's it, Brigida. That's it, Lynn. Now, yeah. So now add in your right arm around your head, right? So you're going to lift the head, the right elbow, and the right foot. And then down. That's it. And think about your core. So let's just think about it being a little bit more there. Yeah. There. Mm-hmm. That was good. And there. Breathe. Excellent. Okay. And then we'll let that go and let's roll onto your back and take a rest. So let's bring your legs into a small V, right? And we're now gonna lift the right leg. So again, think of the heel, right? And as soon as you lift it and lower it, feel the core involved, right? The butt pushes into the floor. Is it lighter than when we first started? Good, pause. Now, if you can, let's bring the left arm up, right? So if the left arm's up, the back of the hand is going to lift on the left arm with the heel. So one of the most interesting things to observe for yourself and ask the question is, how is this diagonal? You know, so often we think of ourselves in terms of our sides. Oh, I'm right-handed, I'm right-sided, right? I'm left-sided, right? This all happens on the right side, right? But we really work contralateral. So it's really important to understand for yourself these diagonals. Is one diagonal stronger, right? Instead of one side. So great, Marlene's gonna check it out. So everybody can do that. Bring up your other arm. Right? So you can have both arms up. And then you do one diagonal, put it down, pause, take a good pause, do the other diagonal. And I'm going to encourage you to lift as you exhale. So really take a pause. Right? So first, the first question is, which diagonal feels stronger? And then the next question, there's always a question after a question. Is why? Is the power in the upper body or the lower body, right? Is it the pelvis that makes that side feel easier to lift the leg? Or something in the upper back? Or is it something about the way that your core organizes? Right? Where do you feel it? Where do you notice it? That's the important question. That's always the important question. Yes, the core seems to be weaker on one side. And that is the piece to examine that's relative to how you walk and move through space, how you reach, how you do everything. That could be. Lynn's probably getting pretty close. Is it getting more the same on both sides?
It's kind of stronger, but I feel my hip flexors try to kick in on this side.
Right. Okay. So pause for a moment. Bring your arms down. Right? And then it's always the next question is, right, why? Right? And so what's interesting, you know, like for Lynn, right? So it's her left side that she actually feels the left leg, which is the leg that she's injured, to be stronger. Right? And that can be because she's had to work to protect a lot. Right? So there's all these questions, right? Where does the strength come from? What is the strength really about? What kind of power is it? Is it power to protect, which is a shortening mechanism? Or is it power through lengthening? Right, so when we're on our backs like you are right now, and we're doing the minimal lifting, right, we're doing it through shortening and using the abdominals, right? Those are shortening, right? So we're going to do now, what is it like with lengthening? So many important questions to ask. Okay, so how are we going to do that? We're going to roll onto your stomach. Yep. Right? So if you're on your stomach, right, we're going to do the same movements, right? But it's requiring with the abdominal muscles to have power through lengthening. Right? One of the issues and problems with our exercise in modern society is thinking it's always about shortening, contracting to make power, not lengthening. So if you can, place your forehead down. If you can, have your feet and your arms in a V. Awesome, Lynn. You have come so far. So the top of your feet need to be kind of flat, right? It's like, so that's opening. Okay. So let's start with your left leg. So think of floating the left top of the foot up. That's it. And back down, right? So from just going to make it simple and we'll weave everything in. Doing the left leg, right? Feel what happens, the contraction in the glutes and up along your back, right? Something wants to go diagonal. Do you feel that? And then on the front side, right? You're getting long. Your hip, your belly is pushing into the floor. Good. Let's pause with the leg and let's just go up to the right arm. So now it would be the palm lifting, and you want to think of that shoulder blade coming down your back, right? So continue to think of the front side of you. So Brigitte, do less work in your shoulder and think of the hand lifting. So think of your chest pressing into the floor. This is where your weakness is in your core. Even more, I know it can hurt with breasts. Too bad. Press them into the floor. It's worse getting a mammogram. Press them into the floor. Press those boobs into the floor. Try to really find the front side of your ribs. That's it, Lynn. Nice. That's it. Beautiful. Now connect that right arm with the left leg. That's it. Press the front side to float up the back side, right? So this is really involving, right, your extensors, which frees up your head. And your core has to work, but in a lengthening manner, right? Beautiful. Okay, and let's let it go and roll back onto your back. It's like when I see people out here doing like crunches and what they start to do, right? They start like this and they start to crunch, and then they start at a new location and crunch even more, and crunch, right? And never coming back the opening, right? Right, because you need the length, right? And I've talked about, like, if you look at like volleyball players and, right, because their arms, and basketball players, swimmers, all this up, right? So their core is so much stronger because they involve the lengthening, not just crunch, 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 right? Because if you crunch, 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 you're gonna bend like this.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, the lengthening phase. It's more potent than the shortening phase. So we're gonna test it. Bring your arms up. So we worked with the right arm and the left leg. So again, you're going to have the arms in a V, the legs in a V, right? And at the same time, you're gonna bring the back of the right hand and the left heel up. How's it? Right? So you did two things. So now you involved your extensors on the back side with your core. So you have the back and the front side working together, right? So every time you get things to work together better, what happens? Things get lighter and easier. The effort reduces tremendously, right? Beautiful. Now just for the sake of it, try the right leg and left arm. Right, isn't it hysterical? It is. Right, and it really doesn't take that much to light some, turn something on. Isn't that unbelievable? It's mind-blowing. I know. Sometimes things are mind-blowing. Okay, so you get to go back on your stomach. Right, so now you're going to really like working your extensors. Right, your extensors on the backside. This is what a baby has to do when they have to roll over and learn to lift their head. This is why your extensors are so important. You felt how much they help out. They're your buddies. Okay, so yes, we're gonna do first the left hand. And remember, Brigida, push those boobs into the floor. Just push them, it's just tissue.
Yeah, never do.
just think tissue. Soften the tissue, right? And now, let's do your right leg. So just do the right leg by itself, right? Feel immediately the glutes in the back clench, right? There you are, Corinne. This is so good for you, Corinne. Okay, now. Now you can do them together, but don't lose sight of the front side of you, right? Pressing down. This is always an advantage of not having big boobs. Just have never understood women adding stuff in there that's, you know, not there.
Spend 2 years of your life nursing babies all together and see what they look like.
That's it. Now, pause for a second, just rest on your tummy. If you wanna bring your hands under your head or just however you wanna rest. What we're gonna go to next is then alternating, right, to see in this configuration, which diagonal feels stronger, right? And allow yourself to be really objective because you may think it's the same. But I'm gonna tell you, it's maybe not the same. So bring your arms up again, Marlene. So right, do the whole diagonal, the arm and the leg. And you might be surprised because what this will tell you is maybe the extensors on one side may be stronger, and then on the other side it's the hip flexor and the abdominals, right? It might be the same side.
Okay, on this side, this muscle does the work. On this side, this muscle.
Excellent awareness, right? And so in that awareness, Marlene, then as you continue to work with this, it'll change, right? So all you have to do, as soon as you notice a discrepancy. That's a great word. Mm-hmm. Soon as you notice a discrepancy, it opens the door for change.
My glutes on the right side are pathetic.
Yeah, the left side is just going.
Yeah. So as soon as you make these notations for yourself, which is brilliant, then the change occurs. That's how quick learning occurs. But what happens for most of us if we're walking through life and we don't even notice anything? That's it. So alternate one, then the other. Excellent. Okay. Let's roll onto your back and rest. So first rest. All right, so your mind and body and can assimilate all of this. Well, and that's a really important aspect that you just said. I have this other client. She comes to the class after this. So sweet. But she's been a teacher her whole life. So she wants to, this happens a lot for you too, Lynn, have like permanent solutions, right? Like, okay, 2 + 2 = 4, because that's how we're educated, right? We're not educated of saying to kids, okay, here's a number 4, and here's 4 twigs. Or here's a whole bucket of twigs, that would be better. And come up with how many different ways can you get to the number 4, right? 8 twigs - 4 twigs = 4, right? 2 twigs + 2 = 4, right? Right, so there's all these different ways. Anyways, the point is, like you said, Brigida, everything is connected. So what I have to remind you of, and everybody, is that if anything gets better during the lesson, which is bound to happen, I can give you a guarantee, the whole system gets better. Because it's all connected. Now, the other way is true too. So if one part of you gets decrepit, it pulls the whole system down. Whether you like it or not, it is. So that's the importance of wanting to improve what's become a little decrepit. And that could be your jaw. It could be a big toe. It could be a shoulder. It could be the ribs. It could be any of those areas. Well, and that's what happens as time goes on, right? We maybe end up with more than one little decrepit place, right? Right. So what we're doing each week is we just keep on improving what became decrepit. And then your whole system improves. Okay, back to your V, arms up, right? And now we did the other, which was the left hand and right leg, right? So let's see what it's like to lift those two together. Do them like 3 or 4 times, and then you can do the other diagonal. If you want to go into each time you alternate the sides, right, things are getting more similar and equalizing, aren't they? They're getting better. Right? So in that getting better, it's back to what Brigida said. It's because more of you is participating. So as more of you participates and places that were decrepit are kicking in, things are improving, things are getting lighter, things are getting easier, things are getting smoother, more familiar. So the whole system improves. Beautiful. Okay, now keep your arms up for a moment. Let's try doing both the arms, just both the arms. Huh. Now, can you add in the opposite of lifting is pressing? So when you lower the back of the hands down, you just do a little press, which will lift the shoulder blades and the upper back. So this is how you get the extensors involved while being on your back. Now, what is so nice is there was a couple of you that felt like this might be challenging, right, with your shoulders, and you're doing so much better. So feel it in the upper back. It's all about the upper back, not the shoulders, lifting and pressing. That's the pressing, and now lift, Brigida. You forgot the lifting. There you go. You lift your arms without using your arms. That's it, Brigida. It's that upper back. Did you just feel that change?
Yeah, I
that shift. You just did something all in here. She's a hard-working student today. She's examining herself. Beautiful, Lynn. Okay. Let's slowly bring the arms down and rest them. And we're going to try the same thing with the legs. But let's just pause and rest. It looks cold out today. Boy, what? How? I mean, isn't it incredible? It's been really fun to have this much snow. The shoveling has been something. My road is barely available to get in and out, right? I'm sure the same for most of you. Okay, so now we're going to think about doing both legs at the same time. So you're going to lift them first. Right? That's gotten so much better. Feel how much more stable your pelvis is, right? Because the extensors on the back kick in too. And then you're going to do a little press when you put the heels back down. And then the lower back arches a little bit when you press. That's it. And then when you lift, the belly pulls in, right? So it's not happening in the hip flexors. It's the abdominal. So Barb, since you haven't been with us for a little bit, really think of that abdominal kicking in to have the heels float up. Yeah, that's still pushing out. So think pull in your abdominal. Yeah, but that's rolling. I want you to think of your belly. Yes. I want you to think of your belly lower down, down on your pubic bone. It sinks down, not tilt up. Tilting is different than sinking down. I want you to just think if a weight was put on you and pull straight to the floor. That's better. See, what you've done is a lot of momentum of just thrusting the pelvis. So I want you to think this sinks. That's better. Less thrust. That's new for you. Right? That would be good for you too, Nance. There you go. Yes. I'm a little bit like you too. We can use our lower back a lot. Excellent. Okay. Let's pause and rest. Let's see how your 4 points in rectangle is doing. And then let's go back to very gently rolling your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Right? Finding that sweet spot. Remember, we worked on that last week. The ridiculousness of thinking that you're to crank your head all the way over past your shoulder. So in this sweet spot, what you look for is a quality of fluidity, ease, no grinding, no popping, right? So really when things are super fluid and smooth, you kind of don't feel anything. Right? When things are rubbing and grinding is when we're feeling things. Beautiful. Okay, and let's go back onto your tummy one more time. Let's bring your arms up long, slight V, your legs in their V, tops of your feet down, forehead down. Excellent. Okay. So let's start with the right arm and left leg again. Lift and then press. So we're going to add the press. Lift and then press. Excellent. Pause with that diagonal, and then we'll go to the right leg and left arm. So they lift. So you feel the extensors squeeze on the backside as the front side pushes into the floor, right, Brigida? We press those breasts into the floor and flatten them to lift. And then you lower the hand and foot and press them into the floor. So you get the front side working. Excellent. Now, let's try doing all four points together. So you're going to lift all four points and then lower and press. Right? It's not a hard press, right? And the lifting isn't huge either. That's why the title is minimal lift. You lift, you lower, and then you press. Press the top of the feet. Press the hands. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, pause for a moment, and we're going to do one more diagonal where you're going to alternate the diagonals. Okay, so let's do the right foot and left arm. Lift and then press, then pause, then the left leg and right arm, lift, press, and pause. Again, noticing if the diagonals have really equalized, that are very similar. And now the next thing to become aware of that I really haven't talked about before, maybe in this way, is how you transition, right? So during the pause, how you transition from one diagonal to the other. I mean, we kind of take this all for granted, right? As we move through life and space. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it all go and roll onto your backs and rest. And just bring your awareness and attention back to your rectangle, the dots, the shape of the rectangle. See if things are much more aligned. You might have a really good rectangle right now. Slowly roll your head again in that sweet spot. So again, if you're feeling nothing but just fluidity, right? You can't feel the vertebrae. You don't feel things grinding and so forth. This is how we want it to feel every day. Smooth and effortless. So again, if you experience this in one location, like rolling your head, then you start to realize you can feel this quality of ease and smoothness throughout your whole system. Okay, so we're going to just do a little bit more once again in standing. So let's come up to standing. Standing, stand on your feet standing. So first, when you come up to standing, is just to feel your posture and how you do stand on your feet. Right? What did we do in regards
to solid?
More solid because of what we did with the flexors and the extensors on front and back, a sense of, you know, where you stack over your feet. Okay? So do you remember how we worked with walking, right? Taking a step, right? So you take a step. Remember, you shift your weight So here's what we just did on the tummy, right? So the other leg, which is my left leg, right? There's the extensors for the leg to be behind you, right? And then notice what happens with the right shoulder. Oh, it's kind of behind you a little bit too. The diagonal. Then you take a step, bend the left knee. That's the flexion phase, right? Do you feel when you just, if you can hold your left leg in space, feel the front side of the core. Kicks in. Then you put the foot down. Then you bring your weight, and then you feel the extensors on the right side. And all of a sudden, the left shoulder's a little bit back. You're in the extended phase right now. Then when you go to lift the right leg, the front side, the core kicks in. And then as soon as you put it down and you start to shift your weight onto that leg, the extensors fire on the left side and the right shoulder blade goes back. That's it. Nice, Marlene. Excellent, Lynn. This is really new for...
The shoulder's going back. Yeah, my shoulder's...
Well, if you were letting your arms swing, I think you would really notice. Yeah.
Well, see, this is the thing. You think too much about the arms, but it's really, again, back in the trunk, right? Because it's like I've said, walking, or you can look at bad runners that are leaning over. Yeah. Somebody can walk like this. They're swinging the arms and moving the knees. But think of your shoulder blades, right? The chest is up, right? So you're long on the front side.
I think I'm doing it just the opposite. She says, yeah, it feels like when this is back, this shoulder is...
Yeah, that's right, okay. When this one's back, yeah.
No, you were doing it right, Brigida. You just messed it up.
Yeah, thinking. When we start thinking about it, it's kind of
the leg that's extended, it's the diagonal shoulder that's back.
It is.
I said this shoulder.
Yeah. Because think about it.
Yes, because that's the leg back. You were doing it right. So when you take a step and the other leg comes forward, so when you take a step, it's the flexors involved. You step on that leg. It's better if you all do it with me on the same leg.
Yeah.
So everybody face the same way.
Okay.
Do it correctly. Okay? I mean, you know, do it in sync. So you're gonna lift the right leg. Flexors are involved. Put the right foot down. As soon as you shift weight, you feel the right shoulder wants to go back as you extend the left leg. Because that keeps you centered. If you don't do that, and if you bring your weight onto the right leg and you let the right shoulder curl forward, look at where I'm at.
Yeah, you're all wonky.
That makes no sense. So the only way to bring the weight forward is the right shoulder has to go back. So it's like what you did on the floor, this, right? Then as soon as you lift the left leg, you feel on the front side, core kicks in. The shoulders don't change until you place the left foot down and until you start bringing weight over the left foot. Then is when you feel the left shoulder comes behind. It keeps you centered to move forward. This is walking. Then you go to lift the other leg. You're in center. Flexors involved. Put the right foot down. As soon as you transfer weight onto the right foot, the right shoulder has to come back. Otherwise, you're going to fall over. Walking, it's complicated, but I'm breaking it down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.